From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The military is looking into three helicopter crashes that killed a dozen U.S. service members and four civilians this month. Pentagon officials say they believe two of the helicopters were brought down by enemy fire, which may have included a new type of air bomb insurgents are reportedly using. As NPR's John Hendren reports, the devices are much like roadside bombs, the deadliest weapon against U.S. troops in Iraq.
This is the sound of a Black Hawk helicopter, one of several used to ferry Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and his entourage on their visit to Iraq last month. But dozens more Black Hawks, Chinooks, and other choppers are being used to transport lower-profile commanders and ground troops who would otherwise have to brave Iraq's perilous roadways. The increasing use of helicopters makes them an inviting target for insurgents, who appear to have made them a priority. An Apache attack helicopter went down yesterday north of Taji, following a Kiowa surveillance chopper in Mosul last week, and a Black Hawk near Tal Afar on January 7th. Pentagon officials say the crashes in Taji and Mosul appear to be due to enemy fire, offering few details. But the commander of the Army's Aviation Center at Fort Rucker, Alabama, offers a novel but lethal possibility. Brigadier General Edward Sinclair told the trade publication Defense News that insurgents are now using a crude aerial version of the roadside bomb. Some analysts agree. John Pike is with GlobalSecurity.org, a military information website.
It's basically just an artillery shell that has a little radio in it that detects that it's getting close to a helicopter, and when it gets within range, it command detonates it. I don't know what sort of little device they're using to fire it, but you could imagine some sort of small cardboard tube or something that would enable you to fire it a few hundred feet into the air.
In the past, insurgents have claimed to have shot down American helicopters using shoulder-fired artillery devices. But officials say this new device is a crude bomb flung into the air near helicopters that sometimes fly so low they skim telephone wires. The bombs are designed to disable the craft by riddling it with shrapnel. Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita says the talk about such a device is the latest evidence of an ingenious adversary.
It's an adaptable enemy. We've seen him adapt already, and we'll see him adapt in the future. So it's something that we're always gonna. I mean, this is the nature of this kind of conflict. They adapt, and then we adapt, and they'll adapt again.
Analysts say the usual countermeasures, such as radar or heat-deflecting flares that send the missile off course, don't work against aerial bombs. Radio jamming equipment does, but it could take months to install on the Army's helicopters. In the meantime, Army officials say they're trying to eliminate the bombs by uncovering them while they're still in weapons caches on the ground. John Hendren, NPR News, The Pentagon.